It's a panel
We're just going to bring a lot of information out for people to hear about. Holistic information, metaphysical nutrition, world events as they apply to people, things that people may not be aware of, and sometimes it could be a little controversial, and just in the sense of it's something that people may that authorities may not want you to know, but you need to know, you need to be aware of. The more aware of we are of what's going on out there and how it affects our health and our spiritual growth, the more important it is. So we're just going to talk about that, but always making it a lot of fun. We're always going to be available to take calls and have people ask questions and provide their comments as well. And so it's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, I have been enjoying the fact that, you know, when you know a show is really being listened to is when you start getting hate mail.
You got hate mail?
And I actually have gotten hate mail lately. It's a beautiful, absolutely me. Can you believe that? How can they hate me?
What would they hate about you?
Well, they don't like the, they don't like, so I guess they don't appreciate the spiritual concepts that I approve of. That, you know, we're...
It's about having an open mind.
Absolutely. You know, I was, you know, I won't get into the email.
No, that's
but
okay.
But I will tell you this. That by the time it was all said and done, I said to myself, you know something, God, thank you. Because this just is an indication that we are going in the right direction.
You know what? Everybody will get it. Griffin's Loft has, in the past, I've received emails from people criticizing or not happy with something that we may be offering. And the one thing that I, my pet peeve about it is when they send it, but they don't want to put their name on it. So I always reply back with my full name, telephone number, and I always tell people, I'm always available. If you want to talk to me, come and see me personally, or at least have the decency to reply back with your name and phone number the way I have, and let me know who you are.
You know, listen, you know, it's funny. I don't even give them the. I just kind of like delete it. You know what I mean? I just put it into that part of my you know 50 deletes that I do a day, and that's at least. You know, sometimes there's 100. And I just put them in there, and I enjoy hitting that button. That's the lead
ball. It's about, you know, all of this. Everything that you do 7 days a week here with Holistic Lifestyles Radio is about helping people to understand what's going on, opening up their minds to everything that's out there. And there isn't anybody else doing it. So you're right. It is a huge compliment when you start getting hate fan mail, because then that means they're actually listening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think there's the other part of it, too, is that, you know, we make it all inclusive. So I don't keep anybody out. Listen, if you have a message, call me. If I believe that it fits with the overall – listen, I'm not going to let somebody come on and talk about something that's evil or, you know, destructive. I'm not going to do that. I'm just not going to do that. But if it fits the scheme of it, I have an open mind to put anybody on and talk about what they're doing. The thing is that don't come to us and tell us what our protocol should be. You know, our protocol is our protocol.
They exist. They walk among us, and so
you have
to just kind of do. We will be talking about those kind of things on Third Eye Live. But you know what? That's what it's about. You just have to kind of
like a duck.
Yeah.
Let it roll off your back. Baby.
Exactly, and keep going.
That's it.
So.
Well, you know something? We are at the bewitching hour of our first break. And, of course, we're going to go to that first break. And when you come back, you're going to be listening to Rashid with his special guest. And I'll catch you at the end of the show because I'm going to do the out. And then Third Eye Live will be in to kick it off. We'll be back right after this.
Two hours. So everybody listen in.
Absolutely.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.VitalFoodStore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.VitalFoodStore.com. That's VitalFoodStore.com, the internet road to a healthy life. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Good afternoon and welcome back. This is Rashid, the owner of Griffin's Loft, and I am here hosting. This is my new change in schedule. I'm now here on Saturdays from 4 to 5, and then following me will be Third Eye Live from 5 to 6. And on today's show, we are going to be talking with Bar Party, and we're going to be talking about the feminine face of the shaman mask. This is something new that cutting edge that Barb is going to be working on, and she's going to actually be working on this at the Griffin's Loft, and so I'm happy to have her here. Hi, Barb.
Hey, Rashid. I'm introducing it. It's going to be after the first of the year, so I'll probably be doing some galleries, and hopefully it gives someone a little something to think about.
And that's
a little out of the box.
We want people to think about
good
things and how they affect them. So I'm just going to give you some brief background on Barb. Barb is one of our associates at the Griffin's Loft. She is a psychic channeler, spiritual coach, metaphysician. Thank you.
We like metaphysics.
There you go. And astrologer. And she specializes in matters of the heart. And she's been on the show. You've been on quite a few times recently, you know, in the
we
last
have
couple
recently,
of weeks.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, with
fun.
Everything that we're doing. It is a lot of fun.
Third Eye
Barb,
Live.
Yeah, Third Eye Live is coming
and
up.
Our new website, thirdeyelivetalk.com.
That's right. And everybody go visit that and take a look at
yeah.
it. You're also the founder of Griffin's Loft, and I always like to mention that because I want people, because people always come and say to me, so what caused you to like create it? And I'm like, no, I didn't give birth to it. Barb did.
It has an interesting history. It really does.
So we're going to be talking about that, and I also want people to know that they can check out your website, which is dewberrymoon.com, and that's dewberrymoon.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give a little bit more information again towards the end of the show. But let's talk. It's really interesting. And one of the things that people also may not realize about you is that you used to be and back now into being a cosmetologist as well. So you've got a lot.
Cosmetologist, photographer.
You're like a jack of all
trades. I had a coffee shop.
You had a coffee shop. I know.
Aliens like to come through there. They love coffee, caffeine, you know, portals.
They?
Oh, yeah.
Well, and that could be the reason why you and I get along so well, because we're both jack of all trades.
Right.
You know, I've done a whole bunch of stuff.
Unique things. Make it interesting.
So talk to me about this feminine face of the shaman mask and how, you know, so what's the idea behind it? What are we talking about?
The idea is to break out. You know, as this is a time for women and empowerment, and we're definitely going to give that to the guys. You know, they're always out there. They're all up front. They carry the masculine energy. You know, men are from Mars. It's assertive energy. Women represent something different, but they're coming into their own. You know, typically a shaman has a solo path, you know. Like if you look at the tarot cards, the hermit, and the hermit holds the light and the wisdom that would represent shaman, also the fool, to follow the path and just keep going on and visit different places. Women hold a different power. They're more considered like the high priestess energy, which is opposite to the magician. So where the magician would be using that assertive Mars power, create what you can with the tools around you, the high priestess holds the energy and holds the knowledge, the intuitive wisdom, if you will.
Well, and that's so true. If you think about it in politics, the last... We'll skip over Bush, but
you can talk about anybody you want. I like
it. But with the Clintons and now with Obama, again, you do see that the wife has a very strong energy about them. You know what I'm saying? Like you saw how Hillary
like
went
Hillary's
on
power.
Hillary's power, and
yeah,
even
hey,
with
cool.
Obama's wife, she has.
Oh yeah,
Michelle has
powerful.
That strong
women are in
energy.
Their power.
So I can definitely see where that's coming up, where women are starting to kind of come. It's no longer, you know, they always have that saying, behind every great man there's a great woman, but
yeah.
I think it's starting to reverse now, where behind every great woman there's a man standing.
Yeah,
they
enhance the masculinity, truly, and what happens is, you know, it is to be honored. Same thing, you know, men are powerful right on their own with their Mars energy, assertive masculinity, but it's a great time for them to come in touch with their feminine side, intuitive energy, this kind of thing. But we're also looking today at one of the things I'm going to be looking at is changing up the energy, what this course or this gallery would offer, private sessions also, is for someone to come in, find out how their energy is working. Do they need to be more assertive? And, you know, I offer it to men, but especially to women because of the way the energy is working.
What's about building as I see it, you're talking about how people really need to build up their confidence and kind of step up, and it's no longer, you know, there's so much out there for people to understand. It's no longer about taking the excuse of, well, this is how I am, though. I can't be upfront. It's like they can change that. They can become more assertive and kind of step forward and use their power.
It's true. It's true. And not to sound sexist, but, you know, it's always been a man's world. So women have to be tough to get out there, but they have to do it in the feminine way. You know, we have to hold the feminine power but reach the, you know, our equal.
And you were mentioning voice. How women's voice.
Yeah, did you know Margaret Thatcher, Prime Minister? You know, they had to actually give her voice lessons, coaching, to drop the tone of her voice, because what happens, and, you know, maybe with Hillary Clinton, but I know in particular they did give Margaret Thatcher the voice lessons, drop the tone, because women can reach the emotional cord in people.
Oh, okay.
Women do it to men or women. So it's an interesting note. So voice is one. Also, you know, hair holds energy. So it's important. It seems silly. It seems frivolous, but hair holds energy. And to get the right cut, the right style.
What about gray hair? What energy does gray hair hold?
You know what? I'm so glad you asked. because you look especially distinguished.
I'm a young silver fox.
Yeah, and that's really cool. It's really cool, and I would be too had I not in hand.
You have no silver.
But the
you're
silver,
a blonde.
And I'm going to talk about that too, because hair color on women or men, it's important. It holds energy as well.
So is it
but
true
what
that
happens with silver is wisdom. It's high energy. It's really cool.
Right. Well, yes, they do say that. But then you also hear about how, you know, people color their hair because the gray gives off the energy of someone being old or I don't want to say useless, but
we live in a society that doesn't honor age, you know, that doesn't honor the elders, and you know, we should, because there's a lot of great energy there. There's a lot of great things to learn from it. But with our society, hey, everybody's into young. You know, you can see it everywhere. That's where people make their money.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just go into hair color. For I'm going to talk about women, but it certainly applies to men. But for women, you know, one of the all-time feminine colors would be the brunette.
Really?
Surprisingly enough.
I thought you were going to say blonde.
No, everybody thinks blonde, but did you know blonde is actually masculine?
Really?
It represents Apollo, sun god. It's solar.
Oh, okay.
It's totally masculine, aggressive. It works great out there, which is exactly why I'm a blonde. Because I'm not that tall, and so I'll use my blonde hair. That's also called, you know, glamour, not meaning glamorous, but to use the tricks of the trade or the tricks that you have. That's just another shaman mask or phase.
Okay, very interesting.
Yeah, isn't
it is
that
all
cool?
Interesting. And you had also mentioned with the mask how in Egyptian times how they use certain crystals.
They use lapis lazuli as an eyeshadow, which is really cool. It's a high mystic stone. And, you know, it goes way back in deep mystery tradition to circle the eyes with eyeliner. That's such a protective thing. You know, you've heard of protective eye?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So also, again, shaman face. And we do it every day with makeup. And I hear some metrosexuals and other guys do it too.
Some do. Not all of us.
Not all.
So we've been talking a lot about shaman, and people may be, you know, so what exactly is a shaman for those that may not know what a shaman is?
Yeah, that's a great question. Shaman is, if you look way back, it's the medicine man. He's the medicine man. He is the wanderer. He's the priest, preacher, spiritual guide, counselor to any tribe or a group of people. He would hold that type of an energy. So he becomes almost like that magician that I was talking about, or if you look at a tarot deck.
Can women be shaman as well? Because we've been talking in the masculine sense.
Yeah,
for
right.
Shaman,
good question.
Can women be shaman
typically
as well?
Typically, you don't hear about it as much. You know, you heard about
the
men.
But do they exist?
Yeah, they do in other cultures more. They do, but more you're going to hear about the men. And I think part of the reason is I think women give their power away a lot because they're nurturers. So they're spending a lot of their energy and their power giving it as nurturers to groups, children. And I think that's part of the reason why you've seen that. But these are different times. We're living in these different times.
And so then how does that relate then to the feminine face?
Well, the way it would relate to the feminine face, like I was saying before, is to jump up there into what we would call a man's world. But you know, as we're coming into the Aquarian age and everybody's feeling that energy shift, men have to become in touch with their feminine side. It's almost like the power goes there. So women are coming into their own because, hey, that's their territory.
And men, I guess, need to then look at becoming a little bit more sensitive to
sensitive,
what's going on
in
the world.
And, you know, I talk to a lot of people that really don't like to show their emotion or own up to it, and they feel like it makes them weak. It doesn't. That's your power. It's power. And for women, you know, we own it. That's our birthright. It is our power. So it's important to remember.
Well, your example is about how, you know, if a woman cries loud enough, she gets whatever she wants. So,
that might be misuse of power.
But a man could do that, too. A man could cry loud enough, and then the wife will give him whatever he wants. I don't know.
Yeah, somehow it doesn't work that way, does it?
No. After I said it, I realized it just,
it
wouldn't work.
No, see, doesn't work the same way. Men are from Mars, women Venus. But that's not to be sexist because, by the way, male, female, we both use male feminine energies. Or otherwise, we're out of balance. And you've seen it where people are out of balance. They're too much one way or the other.
Yeah.
A woman who's using high priestess energy and all high priestess energy, you know, she'll sit there and think some of the most wonderful things, great for research, this and that, but sometimes it may just not be assertive enough if they need to be assertive.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break.
Okay.
And then when we come back, we're going to continue talking. I'm here with Barb.
Trying to read the sun to tell me which way I should go.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on
time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com. Read the
testimonials. Then call us at 954-977-2775
and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.vitalfoodstore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.vitalfoodstore.com. That's vitalfoodstore.com, the internet road to a healthy life. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Good afternoon and welcome back. Before we go any further, because I
I told my sister I would do this. It's my little sister's birthday. She could be a shaman. She's got good energy.
Definitely.
About her.
She's really cool.
So just shouting out to my little sister, Hortensia. It's her 39th birthday, and I can say that because she's still younger than the rest of the world.
Happy birthday, Hortensia.
Happy birthday to you. I love you, and have a great day. Have a very healthy, holistic day. There you go.
Really cool shaman girl.
Yes, she is. She is, and you've met her kids, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
It's all about energy there.
Uh-huh.
We have a caller that we're going to pick up on line two, but before we do that, real quick, how do you spot a shaman?
You know what? That's a really cool question. I like that because what happens with men, it's totally different. I met a real true shaman guy, mm-hmm. and they're kind of a little scary.
Are they?
Sure, because, and that might come across the wrong way, but if you look deep into the eyes, you know, they can make havoc. They'll push your buttons.
Oh, really?
Because what they're about is transformation. So if they need to take you to that dark spot, they'll do it. And it's not for bad, it's for growth. Just remember that. So, but the women come across differently. Like the woman that you'd spot, you'd want to go sit down next to her and really tell just whatever to, and you don't know why.
Oh, cool.
She's a healer.
Well, we're going to go ahead and take this call on line two, and we have Kenny on line two. Hi, Kenny.
So if they need to get that dark spot, don't do it.
Hello, Kenny?
Kenny? Oh, we lost our caller.
Oh, we lost. Okay. Not a problem. We can keep talking because we got plenty to talk about.
Okay.
So it's very cool about the male and the female shaman. And so how does that then relate to the colors and the masks and everything that you see in the shaman?
Yeah, that's pretty cool stuff because what happens is, and one of the things I'm going to talk about when I introduce this, you know, foundation and this sort of thing, you know, metallics, metals. Going back to our silver or our gold, one of the things I talk about is I love gold because it feels protective when I'm out there. But did you know there's like flecks of metallics also in foundation? You forgot to ask me about crazy redheads.
What about
men or women?
Men or women. What is so crazy about redheads?
They typically seem to be the wild child, and a lot of that can be emotion with them as well. There can be expectations about that. I remember one time I had my hair colored red because anybody who knows me knows I'm going to do something different with my hair usually.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was a redhead, I had a woman say, "Hey, do you find that you get hit on when you're a redhead?" And I said, "No, I can't say that." I said, "But I do find people have expectations of me." So, you know, just kind of to entertain them.
Oh, cool. So, we have another caller.
Okay.
We have Jan on line four.
Oh,
I'm gonna pick
cool.
up on Jan and
Great.
See. Hi, Jan. You're on the air.
Hey, Jan.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I just want to say that I'm really happy that you're teaching this class because, you know, I grew up in the era of Carlos Castaneda, and everybody was reading all of his books about the shamans of South America, and he keeps alluding in his books to the female shamans that were being trained down in South America, but you never hear anything about them, and you never hear anything about the power and the beauty of being a woman and what you can actually do with that. So I think it's really exciting that you're doing this class.
Oh, thank you. You know what? You're right about that. It's so true. So it's about time that we hit that area and that we're awakening that now. What do you think about the power of women?
Well, my experience over the last 20 or 30 years of doing a variety of modalities, including sort of brushing on shamanism type stuff, is that women actually have a lot more power than they own up to.
It's true.
It is true.
And we could do incredible things with it to change society and to change the world if we wanted to.
Yeah.
But you know, in the teachings, they don't really teach the women to go out and do things. It's very different. And it's like more inward, more secretive kind of stuff. So you don't hear much about it, about being a woman and being a shaman.
It's a good point because I think women represent the mystery. It's the feminine mystery. But you're right. We're coming into different times, and I think we celebrate the differences now. And whereas a woman certainly has to honor the masculine side, same thing. Men have to honor, and any good man and strong man knows they have to honor the feminine as well, right? Because that's where the balance lies. That's
mm-hmm.
where the balance lies. But we do appreciate a man's muscle. We really like that.
And some women these days have muscles too. So
yeah, let's not. That's true. It can
but
be.
There are some women to be scared of.
That's true. They can kick it hard.
They could. I've seen some of those. They can be
so
scary.
So Barb, I'm interested.
Yeah.
have you actually trained to be a shaman, or what types of things are you going to be offering in your classes?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked. I've had mentors. I've had a lot of mentors, and like I said, I've met with a couple, and you always know.
For a second, I thought you were going to say mentors.
That's really good. I like that. We're going to have to do that, actually.
Mentors?
One of the mentors. Which? Wait a minute.
I know.
What are
I know.
You talking
I'm,
about?
I'm making it all crazy. I thought you were going to say men, M-E-N, tours, T-O.
Oh, you're going to have to talk to my husband.
About mentors?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
But I'm going to let you continue talking about mentors.
Yes, mentors. And I did. I had a few of those. So what happens is I've been around it a lot. I've studied with it's a lot of it in a lot of ancient traditions. So, you know, I've been lucky enough to have quite a few people in my background to study under. And it comes through different backgrounds, different places, different cultures.
Well, Barb definitely is in the shaman energy. You connect well with it. I've seen you work with it, and you it's definitely about you.
Yep. And the thing is, also, shaman is multidimensional. You know, when you hear about shape-shifting, what do you think, Jan? Are you a shape-shifter? What do you think about that?
If I am, I don't do it consciously. It's probably in the dream plane at night.
Well, it's a good point because it could be.
Okay.
It could be. That's how it can work. Or, you know, if you're driving or, you know, because it's multidimensional, you could be at a few different places at one time, multiple realities, if that makes sense, which I feel a lot of people in different places. Okay, excuse me one sec.
No,
go ahead.
No.
Lost my train of thought.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was going to say, well, so do you consider yourself then to be a shaman, Barb?
Well, no.
No?
No. I would be interested and fascinated with the ways of a shamanist. I would only speak about the feminine face of the shaman.
You wouldn't want to be a shaman?
Well, I don't know if I think they're rare to find a shaman. To be a shaman
I can see your shaman mask. You're wearing an Ed Hardy t-shirt.
Oh, yeah,
that's got
funny.
Pink lettering, and you've got your real cool pink glasses.
Yeah,
so I can see your mask coming through.
Yeah, Rashid wants to talk to me about, he said, you have your shaman mask on. I said, very good. I said, I have my glasses on, and it gives me that look I like.
Oh,
so that's my shaman.
It's a good look.
That's my shaman.
Look.
That's my Virgo rising. See?
There you go. Well, Jan, thank you so much for
calling in.
And
you're
we'll be giving some more details about Barb's shaman.
The gallery that I'm going to be doing, private sessions. I am going to be having some things there at Griffin's Loft.
Cool. Well, thanks, you.
Jan.
And we've got a caller online, too. We've got Kenny. Hi, Kenny.
Come
you're on the air.
Hey, Kenny.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Kenny.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Hi. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Hey, Kenny.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was weird.
I had the thing set up, but my little girl, my little cousin came in and okay. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're good.
We're good. You're on the air. How you doing?
Yep.
Oh, that was kind of wild the way that happened.
Okay, are you with us now?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm here with you.
Okay,
how you doing?
Kenny, I knew you from way back. So, hey, I want you to tell me, you know, what to you represents a shaman? What's a shaman? Can you describe
it? It's an inheritance.
What?
It's definitely an inheritance. And there are many people here today that are shamans, and so we know that they are there. We have many mystics, many avatars. It's an inheritance. Like what she was saying to you, basically, you could be a shaman. A Rasheen could be a shaman, but it's really an inherited pattern.
And you know what?
I think Barb could definitely be a shaman.
To the plane to do that type of work.
Anybody would tell you know, to be a shaman, that's a real high title, you know. So I would never, ever say that.
Well,
but
I would be a shaman.
You'd be surprised.
No, you're a genie, actually. You're a soul.
Yes,
you
said I'm a genie.
Individuals here on the earth. Many people who have reincarnated from Atlantis. Basically, the shaman path is basically a very spiritual solo path, but it carries a lot of responsibility. You're right, Bob. It does carry a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. You know, and you mentioned to me the other day, you know, I was kind of talking with you about this. Like I said, we've known each other a while. And you said, hey, it's a solo path. You know, it's kind of like you do it alone. And so they're a little bit of a trendsetter, maybe, rebel. They're outside the box. What do you think about that, Kenny? Is that about right?
I think everything you said is exactly what it is. But it's more of coming from a place of third-dimensional realities. and to finally say, you know what, I choose to take a very different path. And the path is basically based on, it comes from a place of pain, but also overcoming that.
Uh-huh.
Or as they say, overcoming the world. So you're in the world, but you're not of the world.
Well, I definitely believe
that. So my interpretation of a true shaman is a person that is in the world, but their ideas and views are very futuristic.
Yeah, I think they break old patterns.
Kind of like the hangman in the tarot deck.
Okay, and I believe they break old patterns in their healers, and you know what, because they are out of the box. And you know what, this is Christmas, and I do want to say, because I think that they're healers, and they're the spiritual healers, I think Jesus Christ was a shaman.
You do.
I do.
You know what, he was.
Yeah, cool.
He was many faces. But yeah, I that's a good analogy right there.
Isn't that cool?
I can definitely.
And Jesus,
he walked alone, and yet he was surrounded by many.
And he didn't care what anybody else said. You know, he held true to his own, and he was, you know, what people call the Essenes. Do you know about the Essenes?
No, what are Essenes?
They're a high spiritual group. What do you think about those, Kenny? We haven't spoken about
that. These are individuals that are already here, and I believe that even with the concept of Christ. I believe that many of us have reincarnated to actually live and play out these roles and be a big assist in the Aquarian vibration.
Mm-hmm. A high vibration.
You know, it goes back to the point I was making earlier about you'd be surprised the gifts that individuals bring into this lifetime, the many paths that many people have done, if that is true about the three phases of highs and lows in the journey.
Well,
you know, like I was always told that I was a Buddha mathematician. And then I was also told that I was there during the time of Christ, and I had a walk the walk or carried the cross, so to speak.
Well, I'll tell you what, I think you're crazy with numbers as an astrologer, Kenny. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, Kenny's going to be with us next hour on our Third Eye Live. And he's going to be talking about the eclipses. He's going to be talking about Galactic Federation, a very special day that's coming up. So he is amazing.
Sci-fi.
When it comes to,
astrology
and numbers. Kenny, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thanks so much. And
no,
we're going to talk to you next hour.
God bless.
And we'll talk
to you
next hour again.
Bye.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's cool stuff. So we plan to take it maybe to the next level. And like Jan was saying, that there's not a lot out there about women. And, you know, so you say a lot of people don't really refer to themselves as shamans, and they'll use the term to follow the ways of a shamanist, is what you were saying before. Would I consider myself one? I would say no, but I've had a lot of mentors who make mention of that because it's just a whole different reality. And like what Kenny was saying, a third dimensional, I think what they are is they're bridgers. They bridge. So they're transformers. They're transformational energy. And like I said, there's no fear because they go to the dark places and they help you transform. They're true healers.
And so then as it relates to what we're talking about with the feminine face of it, it's now a woman's turn to kind of step up to the plate, is what you're saying. And so that's what you're going to be working
she
with.
She still
with
holds
people.
The power of the mystic, right? But because it's because we're coming into this different energy, it's kind of like stepping right in line. And as we mentioned, the men to follow, you know, their feminine, they have to honor that about them, their sensitive side.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking about all these great topics. Thank you.
Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. it is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.VitalFoodStore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.VitalFoodStore.com. That's VitalFoodStore.com, the internet road to a healthy life. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lubbers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lubbers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Standing at the crossroads, trying to read the signs.
And we're back again. Good afternoon, everybody. And we're back here again with Barb. And it was so funny because we were talking about this, but, you know, at the Griffin's Loft, we had a really good friend of ours, Kelly McCormick, of Kachina Herbs. And she actually did a shaman mask making class where you could make your own shaman mask.
She did. It's an expression of yourself that you interior that you show on your mask. And that's, I wanted to have her here today, and, you know, she was just too busy, but we want to try to have her back.
Kelly,
and
you need to be back sometime.
Yes, Kelly, we want you here. She's excellent. She's brilliant, really.
She is.
And great aromatherapist. And one of the things that she did that I wanted her to talk about, I'm going to brief on. I'm saying my words all wrong, but I'm going to talk about quickly here. Yeah, you knew how I meant that. Is one of the wheels she does, a healing wheel. It's a feminine. And it's, I believe I have, and you can correct me, shame on me if I got it wrong, Kelly, because like I said, I'm just going to touch briefly here, is to the east, to the west, I believe, is the nurturer and the death mother. What happens when things get out of balance from the nurturer? Mm-hmm. You have the death mother, which, you know, you saw, they're exactly like they sound, right? They're a little
they bring
harsh.
You death.
Yeah, you've seen those in the supermarket with their kids.
Yeah, they're the ones screaming, yelling at the kids.
The deaf mother loses it. But and then it's to the east, then north-south, I believe is what it is you have the expression from the north, which is the artist and the glamour and this kind of thing, to the south, who can be the crazy woman. And I definitely can be the crazy woman.
Really, you?
Yes,
no.
Very much so me. And Kelly even told me so. Because I get way too creative. I start losing it.
Okay, I could see that happening. Yes,
but, you know,
you
she's, so I'm not going to keep on talking about that. That's kind of her thing, and I would love to ask her more about it. But and I, if I said it wrong, Kelly, I'm sorry, but, you know, we want to have you here later to talk about it because it's a really fascinating subject, and she talks about oh, so much.
Are you going to have her as part of your class or as a guest?
I'd love to. I would love to do a workshop with Kelly. She's incredible, and, you know, we talk about anything and everything that's really cool. So want to have her around. Yeah, definitely.
So pretty much what I've gotten from everything you've talked about is this is really going to be a powerful gallery that you're going
to,
because you're going
to
be doing galleries.
Yeah, we want it to be different out of the
box. And you're also going
to
be doing certain private treatments from it as well, or
private
healing, private
sessions.
And
probably in combination with astrology,
with
too.
With astrology?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I gather from it is it's really an opportune time to help women empower themselves and kind of step forward. And I
definitely
think that's great. Like you said, we've come into a stage of life now where women have to kind of, it's time to come from the background
forward. Empower. You know, I don't want to rule men out because they do it still. You know, used to see it in Native American where they
but
do
I
the
think it's
headdress
part of a balance.
And the dance.
It's definitely part of a balance, and I'm very much for that. It's bringing that balance of, you know, let me tell you, I grew up with sisters, and anyone that's grown up with sisters, and if you love your sisters, you know, you firmly believe that there has to be a balance of energy. Women are just as powerful as men.
With his sisters.
So the energy definitely has to be there.
He
I think it's great. You know, I think everyone needs the opportunity to be able to step up to the plate and
mm-hmm.
have that that power and that control in the world. So I'm definitely,
And I just want to say very quickly, I think we were talking about mentors before.
Yes, mentors.
And I was thinking of centaurs. And I was thinking what a great thing that would be to talk about mythological beasts. That would be so much fun.
That would be another topic.
Yeah, that
to
would be,
about.
Yeah.
Well, you can bring that up in Third Eye Live. There you go.
Yeah, we'll do that one of these times. That'd be fun. So I've had a great time here today. What else do you want to know?
What else?
Because I know we're getting close on time here.
Yes, we are. Well, I want to let people know, first, about where they can find you. So if they want information on the galleries, real quick, you can find her on dewberrymoon.com. That's DewberryMoon.com. You can also find her on the Griffin's Loft website. And if you want to get a hold of Barb, you can go ahead and call the Griffin's Loft at 954-625-6775. And you can find her there to talk to her about the classes. And you can always check out the website, because once she gets the galleries, the dates set, it will be on the website for Griffin's Law. Barb,
yeah,
it's been
be
great.
Coming. Yep, Rashida, had a
great
time.
Great having you
time.
Here.
Thank you.
And we're going to continue talking a little bit more later. But
later.
I've got John here next to me, and John's going to be doing some talking now.
Absolutely. And, of course, we want to thank you, Barb, for being in.
Thanks, John.
I want to thank Griffin's Law, of course, for coming in on a Saturday. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show is, of course, sponsored on Saturdays by, of course, Canatelli Builders, Florida Addiction Institute, Hanley Center, and VitalFoods.com. And we want to thank our sponsors for making this hour possible. And what we're going to be doing is going into the second hour of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. And, of course, that second hour is going to be Rashid and the Third Eye Live with some fabulous guests. And they are going to be continuous every week. So, of course, we're looking forward to seeing who that panel is. And
it's going to be the same panel. It's just going to be all different types of topics.
That's a beautiful thing.
Isn't
well,
that? So it's the same faces.
The same faces. So if you're watching the radio right now, you'll be able to see the same faces every week.
Same faces, same,
and
well, slightly different
here.
Makeup
yes,
on them, not
depending
on me.
Depending on the day.
But it'll be always interesting.
Listen, I look at it like this. After the last conversation that you guys just had about, you know, I know a girl one time that, you know, put me in a headlock when I was a kid.
There you go.
And you brought me back. I mean, she whooped up on me.
Oh,
she
could
was
probably,
a powerful
and she could,
woman.
And she could probably put you in a headlock today.
Oh, absolutely.
There are a few
of them. I'm sure. My wife wouldn't like it, but, you know.
She would probably pay her to do it. You never know.
She might. You know, it's funny.
We'll have to talk to her.
I'll tell you a funny story. How much time we got a couple minutes. I'm going to tell you a funny story. me and Lori are out one night, and me and Lori, we've been together 17 years. So we're out one night, and we walk into IHOP.
Uh-huh.
I got a friend of mine, Kathy, if she's listening, what's up, Kathy? Kathy is sitting at the other end of IHOP when we walk through the door, and she says, "Hey, Lori, if you had shot him 15 years ago, you'd have already been out." So that'll.
She loves you.
She loves me. I love being loved. Well, listen, you know, again, our listeners on Blog Talk Radio, our listeners on Twitter Podcast, and all of the rest of the social networks that listen in our blog spots, we want to thank you. Our local listeners on WWNN 1470 AM. Of course, we want you to understand that the mothership is right here in Boca. And, of course, if you want to give us a call, 877-799-8773. Ask any questions that you might have. Again, that number is 877-799-8773. That's Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show's offices. You can also email us at info@holisticlifestylesradio.com.
Be a sponsor.
Well, and you know something? Sponsorship is a beautiful thing, and it definitely takes place. And this is what I found out since I've been on the air for a year. I found out that God strategically places the people in the spot that they're supposed to be in.
Yes.
When they're supposed to be there.
Agreed.
I get the phone calls. So our needs have been met for a year. We'll be on the air January 3rd. It'll be 1 year.
Good.
Okay.
And I got to tell you that there's been times where, you know, I've lost probably a lot more hair. But in the end, I got to tell you, after a year, we've been able to achieve feeding 800 people at Thanksgiving, 800 families. We were able to achieve getting 92 people into treatment successfully that did not have the funds to get there into addiction treatment. And when you look
very
at the back end of this thing, is that we've been able to support the community and help a lot of people with
that. And
that's what it's about.
And congratulations to you for doing that. And for
congratulations
for
Holistic Lifestyles Radio, because here's the beautiful thing. Maybe I might be on the front, but there's people like Lori Sullivan, like yourself, like Johnny Sullivan, like Philip, like Candace Russell, Bob Moranci from WNN. All of these people have made this possible. I just happen to be, you know, the bozo on the bus driving it sometimes. But there's a lot of other people driving the bus, and I thank you for
You're driving the ship. You're driving the
Way
ship.
Way to follow the true shaman energy.
And we're happy to be on board on the ship, so it's a lot of fun. But definitely, folks, if you like what you're listening to, if you like everything you hear and you like what the message we're sending out there, be a sponsor. Keep us all going here and keep the fun going, because it is a lot of fun. I have to say, more than anything else, it's a lot of fun to do this. So.
And just think, Rashid, if you think your hair's gray now, give it another year. I'll lose more, and you'll get gray more. It's
you know what? As long
we'll
as
get
I
gray
don't,
and lose our hair together.
No, as long as I don't lose the hair, I don't care.
Thanks for sharing.
Give me
some of your. I tell you what,
nice.
Your testosterone level
huh?
must be. Your testosterone level must be through the roof because your hair is so full.
Thank
talk
you.
About
especially
your testosterone
at 62.
Rashid? Should we do that?
Guys, if you hear that, you're interested,
right?
I'm single. Huh?
You're 62, right?
I'm 43. I'm proud of it.
Oh,
I'm quite young.
Cool.
Thank
great.
You.
He actually looks like he's 35. So.
Thank you, guys. It was fun.
It was fun, and we're looking forward to Third Eye Live next.
We'll be back right after this top of the hour message.
To read the signs, to tell me which way I should go to find the answer, and all the time I know, plant your love and let it grow.
Let it grow, let it grow.
Love is lovely.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Who is it?
Asthma.
Asthma?
That's right, asthma.
You must have the wrong house. Who's there?
West Nile Virus. Can I come in?
No, you can't come in.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
Hello, it's Lyme disease.
I am not opening the door for Lyme disease.
I'll be back.
Who is it now?
$5 billion in property damage.
What do you want?
I'm just spreading the love, ma'am.
Go away.
When household pests are in your home, you never know what kind of health and property threats they're going to invite over. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Visit pestworld.org to become more aware of the serious threats common household pests like mice, roaches, and termites can pose to your health, your home, and your family.
AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Find out how the market is affecting the world and your portfolio. Tune in for Investment Trends with John Borton, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m., only on South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, hosted by John Hollis. Some of our other guest hosts include South Florida psychotherapist Christy Summers, Robin Lynn Weinstein of Vegan Live Food Nutrition, and Daniel Lovers of the Serenity Group. Past guests include author and interventionist Ken Seeley of A&E's Intervention, Reverend Leo Booth from Spiritual Concepts, and the InTheRooms.com founders RT and Kenny P, and many others in the fields of addiction and holistic lifestyle, like Julian Whitaker of the Whitaker Institute, Dr. Clement of Hippocrates of West Palm Beach, and John Giordano of G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. The Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show can be heard Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., Saturdays 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11 on AM 1470 WNN. We provide an interactive means of everybody getting involved around the world through Blog Talk Radio, InTheRooms.com, Facebook, and Twitter. For the best information in holistic health, call today at 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now, today's show.
Is it good evening or good afternoon? We're at 5 o'clock, right? So I guess what do we say?
We're coming
into good evening? Well, hi, folks. It's Rashid again. I'm back here. And more importantly, I'm back here because I'm now part of Third Eye Live, and they're premiering today. Wonderful panel. We're going to have lots of fun talking about so many different topics, cutting edge, enlightenment, letting you know everything that's going on in holistics and metaphysical and world politics and everything in between. So we're going to kick off today's show, and I want to introduce the entire panel because it's not just me. It's a whole group of us. We've got Lori here.
Hello.
Barb.
Hey.
And Holly.
Hi.
And Barb was just on early. Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Holly. Go ahead. Say hi again.
Say hi again.
We are Third Eye Live, and basically, what we're going to be doing this hour is talking about a lot of interesting topics, enlightenment, letting people know really what's out there, what they need to be aware of, so that they're prepared for everything in the world. And
Holly's going to do that.
Holly's going to do that?
Yeah.
Well, we're all going to contribute.
Yes, we are.
We're going to chime in.
And we should chime in, definitely, for sure. So why don't we get started? First of all, by for those folks that may not know a little bit about ourselves, and Barb, they know some of about you because we just talked about it. Yeah, we just spoke. We did. But Lori, just tell people a little bit about yourself so people know what you do.
Well, I'm a registered nurse, and I am a medical and psychological intuitive, and I'm dedicating my life to assisting people and opening themselves up to the light.
You're like a Mother Teresa of the metaphysical world.
Okay.
Totally, she is. That's the type of energy she has.
And Holly?
Yes, hi. My background includes nutritional counseling and also a little bit of medical assisting and massage therapy, Reiki practitioner, and also I specialize in the Ayurvedic treatment of Shiadara. And the last few years, I've dedicated myself to some research, and I'm very happy to be here to bring this to the public.
Well, cool. And we look forward to that and bringing out all that information and letting people know. So Holly's the researcher.
I'm the physical side of this Third Eye Live crew.
You are.
She's a great nutritionalist. Good recipes, too.
And what I want to do is for this hour, before we go a little further, I want to be sure that we thank our sponsors. And again, folks, we wouldn't be doing this if we didn't have our sponsors to help us out. So I wanted to mention we've got Canatelli Builders, we've got Florida Addiction Institute, we've got the Hanley Center, and we've got Vital Foods. We want to thank those sponsors because they really they're the ones that keep us here, and this way we're able to bring our message. So
thank you
to the sponsors. Yeah, yes, we appreciate them. So let's start off, Holly. What is the topic for today? What are we going to talk about?
Well, we're going to talk about probably numerous things, but one thing I'd like to bring to the light is what's going on in Copenhagen. Well, actually, it's finished now, but the last 2 weeks has been major, major controversy. Basically, I would like just to bring out that we need to understand that this global warming is being looked upon as that the humans are the ones that are destroying the planet. And actually, it seems now with some research that it's a government's ploy to start a major, major tax increase.
Really?
I haven't heard anything about free energy, solar energy, anything helping the planet. It's all basically money taxes. It's going to be the largest tax increase that we have ever seen.
Well, Holly, I heard that they're not even happy the way it went in Copenhagen.
They were actually looking for a treaty. And there was a lot of protesting going on in Copenhagen, and it slowed them down a little bit.
What was the treaty for?
Which is good news for us. Basically, to start a world bank to bring us into a world government.
Really?
Yes.
And so that didn't go through. But so you're saying there's a lot of taxes that are coming out. What exactly are they looking to tax us?
Everything. You're going to be looking at a major tax increase on aviation, on airlines. You're going to be looking at major tax on our GDP. You're going to look at basically tax. The free trade market is going to be no more.
Now, this all has to do with CO2 levels.
Right. That's what they're claiming.
What's the deal with the CO2? Because we're out in Davie. Lots of cows and horses and stuff out there.
Well, that's methane.
Yeah, it is out of control what they're saying. You know, they're basically saying that us breathing out now is a danger to our society.
So we're not supposed to breathe?
Yeah, so every time we breathe out, it is now a danger. They're pretty much drilling into people's head this fear.
So what are people – so they're drilling – I'm going to be silly here, but they're drilling that fear into people. But so what does that mean? Are we not supposed to breathe or –
We're going to hold our breaths, Rashid.
Well, what they're trying to do is pass a cap and trade, which is these carbon credits they're going to be giving these industrialists, permission to pollute. So, again, it's all based on money. You can still pollute. They're still going to be drilling for fossil fuels. Everything is going to stay the same.
It's just an excuse.
The only difference is major, major tax.
Well, it's always an excuse.
Well, let me ask you, Holly, what did they propose any sort of action? Like, for instance, not cutting down the trees in the rainforest?
Of course not.
What else?
Of course not. It's basically tax and money. It's all based on money.
You had also mentioned... they were going to tax on the cars,
mm-hmm.
for the the...
I was listening. I can't remember at this point, but I was listening to somebody, and they were saying that eventually they're looking into taxing the mileage on your car. So in my mind here, I'm thinking, well, how are they going to do that? Well, all these GPS, everybody's so wanting, oh, GPS.
Big and Brother is watching.
They can follow us.
So that way you can follow us.
Well,
that's what I was thinking, yeah.
I know you and I were talking the other day, and we were talking, explain to our viewers a little bit about the cycle on our
listeners.
Planet. Our viewers, that's...
Someday,
listeners,
well, there are people watching us, but that's a whole other conversation.
Anyway,
we have
listeners.
Green tails, by the way. Green tails.
And it's not the gecko.
Anyway, yeah. Explain to our listeners how the Earth cycles and how the CO2 levels go up and go down.
It is. It's a cycle. And actually, we're coming into the cycle, and I think it has a lot to do with 2012. Because they have literally seen, going down, digging in the ground, you can see where there's pollen for so many years, and then so many years there's no pollen, and then pollen again, which shows that we have had ice ages in the past. So it looks like we might be going into another cycle of that.
Yeah.
So indeed, they've been telling the public that we're going to have floodings and the oceans are going to rise, which could very well be. However, you're telling us that we will be ready for another ice age as a normal cycle pattern for this planet.
Well, anything can happen at this point in the game. There is some showing of the poles, like Antarctica, like the Larsen ice shelf that broke off. If anybody's seen the movie, what was that movie called? The Day After Tomorrow.
Right.
The Day After Tomorrow actually showed that in the beginning.
That was a major shelf.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that did occur. I think it was Larsen B or something like that that broke off.
Well, and as we get into this topic too, it kind of falls into the 2012 thing.
Yeah,
people,
of course.
Because I'm sure people are relating it to that and thinking,
yeah,
oh my God, the world's coming to an end.
Yeah.
And it's not. I repeat,
that.
It is not coming to an end on 2012.
No.
No.
It's the end as we know it.
Right.
But philosophically,
it's
helping people to understand that when 2012 comes around, philosophically, it's the end of all of this craziness that's been going on.
Well,
people change,
shift of thought patterns.
Shift in thought.
Raising consciousness.
Making things different than they were, but it's not the end of the world. So because we've gotten a lot of people asking us at the Griffin's Loft about that. You know, is the world coming to an end on 2012? No, it is not. It's not like what you see in the movie. You can go ahead and watch the movie. It's a lot of fun, but that's not what's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah, no.
So
but speaking of intense energy, and you know, we got Kenny back on here
he's ready to talk about
those eclipses.
Oh,
that
Kenny.
Is anybody feeling that intense energy?
It's been going
around.
So, well, let's pick up on Kenny. Kenny's online too, and we're going to say hello to him. Hi, Kenny.
Hello.
Hi, Kenny.
And thank you, Rasheen, for that point. And yes, 2012 is nothing more just another year. But yes, there are events that are unfolding. And in fact, this eclipse pattern that's coming up is going to bring a lot of that about. Hello, Third Eye Live.
Hello.
My name is Kennedy, the astrologer. And let me tell you, somebody was talking about the co-behavior situation. Again, all of this tied to these eclipses that are coming up. And yes, it's in the stars. If you want to know what's going to happen in 2012, well, mark these 2 days down, December 31st, 2009, and January 2006, 2010. We're coming into two major eclipses that's going to bring us into 2012 and let you know what these points are about.
And
first
what do we
of
have
all,
to, yeah, what
let
do
me
we
make this perfectly
for?
Clear. Again, Racine, great point. It's not coming to an end. But what is happening, there are going to be dramatic changes. Now, in 2012, Pluto, the planet, is now in Capricorn. That's going to be the starting point of a new world order, so to speak. And the lady who was speaking a little bit before I came on, yeah, was talking about the Copenhagen situation. Yes, we do need to be aware of these changes that are going on. In Capricorn, that's where everything is built. So Pluto, yes, Pluto is bringing a lot of things to the surface that needs to be changed. Now, we have a golden opportunity to make better decisions, and it's not just all to our president.
I agree.
It's for all of us. You
free
know what I'm saying?
Will.
We
yeah,
have the greatest
point.
Of opportunity
free will,
to
right,
speak
Kenny?
Out
We're all
and to, you know, let our voices be heard. And then, yes, these changes will unfold. Now, this eclipse coming up on the 31st, mm-hmm. for those who have water signs, what we're dealing with right now, basically, and this is for the Earth as well, is a personal change. Because if I'm coming out my door and I'm in a negative mood, but guess what? It's going to affect everybody around me. And that's how the Earth is responding right now. It's responding on energy.
So is the Earth
feeling it? Something that you said a long time ago, Rasheen, and now
what sign would Earth be?
If we are all in agreement in spirit and in energy, we can make manifest so much energy on the planet.
So
and these planets are holding us accountable.
So Kenny, it's Holly. You were saying the influence of Capricorn bringing in a world government. With that influence being so strong right now, do you still see that we as the people, by raising consciousness, can overcome that?
Well, see, the thing about Pluto is that there's only three ways about him. It's either death, rebirth, or transformation. So a lot of us are going to sit in one of those three orders. But yes,
let's not pick death.
Take a breakdown in structure.
Okay.
There has to be, you know, what you were speaking about earlier, a lot of that do have to take place for that the new order to be implanted.
Right, it has
a
to break down
yeah,
to
it
transform.
It goes back to the thinking again. A lot of our thinking has to be altered.
Well,
the government itself is still operating on what we call third-dimensional realities, and it doesn't work.
Kenny,
so this is why you have so much panic and craziness in the world today. Because
Kenny, we're going to continue with you right after we take a break, okay?
You got it.
Okay, stay
hold
on
that
the line.
Thought.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org. Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At vitalfoodstore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.vitalfoodstore.com and click on disease and conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.vitalfoodstore.com. That's vitalfoodstore.com, the internet road to a healthy life.
I never had an issue with drugs. I loved them. They were always there for me. Drugs were my best friends. As a kid, when I had trouble in school or issues with my parents, drugs were there for me. When I got older, drugs helped me deal with my job and get through my marriage. Drugs even helped me deal with my 2-year-old's broken bones from the car accident that I caused. Funny, all those years putting my nose to a mirror and I never bothered to really look at myself. But I finally did. After drugs helped me lose nearly everything in my life, I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatments to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to hanleyhelp.com. or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
Now I'm getting back on my feet, and I even get to see my daughter again. How can you ever really thank someone for that?
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit, and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
And we're back. We are back. Let me get Kenny back on the line. Kenny, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay,
yeah,
sorry, Kenny. We had to take a commercial break. But you are back.
I am back.
So, Kenny, Laura, you were bringing up the portal.
Kenny, yes. Astrologically, what's this about a portal being open for some really good energies to enter?
On what date?
On our
This is coming very soon. In fact, December 31st is going to be one of the most greatest days that we've ever experienced in quite some time. In fact, it'll be 10, 15 years before we look back on this period and realize that we are definitely in fourth-dimensional frequencies. And this is the big problem with the Earth right now. Many people don't realize we're in the fourth-dimensional reality. A lot of things are being crystallized and things are manifesting on a spiritual level.
Kenny,
so you're saying
it's hard for a lot of people to comprehend it.
So you're saying at December 31st, your feeling is going to bring in the full energy of the fourth dimension.
It's definitely going to bring it in through these two eclipses. The degree for this one is 10 degrees Cancer. And also the one in January is going to bring us into the Aquarian energy, which right now there's three major planets there, Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune. Right now are manifesting in Aquarius, so it's bringing in the energies as we speak. The key to this, though, for a lot of us is to realize that the change is already taking place.
We can see that.
Is there a special date, December 25th? Do I have that right or wrong?
Yes, it is.
Tell us what that
the
is.
Sun, it's the Sun and Pluto. As you know, in astrology, it's the Sun and Mars gives power to any planet that it touches. So on this particular day, the Sun conjuncts Pluto at 2 degrees Capricorn. But for the Earth and for America in general, this is a major power source, because for America, it opposites what is known as the midpoint. And this is where the change is going to take place.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
now,
but Kenny,
we never had a Pluto Sun opposition to America's chart, so this is a first. It takes Pluto like so many years to even make the journey.
Is this also the day that we refer to as the Galactic Federation, Kenny?
Yeah, exactly. You are right. In fact, this is the day that
it's a positive influence.
That's like a TV show.
It's really cool. It's a positive effect. It's a positive energy, correct?
It's a very powerful and positive effect, but only for those individuals who have been working on self.
Okay, and those who have been working on self, Kenny. Those who have been working on self and who carry the high energy, you know, there's been some talk about this being a Palladian energy. Can you tell our listeners what the Palladian energy is?
The Palladian energy is basically a change in consciousness. It's more like waking up one day and you see the sun shining, but now you notice that when you walk outside, there's a light and a ray over that sun. This is going to be a very extraordinary period for a lot of individuals who have been working on their individual life patterns, but it's also easier for those who haven't. Many individuals are going to wake up on this morning and realize that something has happened.
Well, so
I hope to be one of those.
It's way beyond our understanding.
So, Kenny, this is Lori. Are you telling?
Hey, Lori, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, honey. Let me ask you a question. Are you telling us that they're going to get up, and those that have transformed inwardly are going to feel the joy now?
They're going to feel the joy, but remember now, the joy part comes from the knowing, just knowing that you've done everything in your power to work out your karmic obligations. If anybody do believe in karma, it does exist. As you know, the body goes back to the dust from where it comes, but there is a soul, there's an energy inside that is working throughout the journey.
Hey, I
so,
have
yes,
an idea.
Yes, many individuals are going to wake up on that day and realize that something has unfolded.
Hey,
but now, it's just like anything else. You got to take that first step and realize that there's a newness, that you're not tied or bound by old energies or old viewpoints.
You know, at this time, I am going to say your father was a Baptist minister, correct?
yeah, he
is that true or not?
It's true.
I'm a Baptist. Your granddaddy was a Baptist. By golly, you're going to be a Baptist too. And I'm like, Dad, do I have any say-so about my past? No.
Okay, now, this being said, on this 25th, really high energy, really cool, positive, you know, how about if we put a shout-out for a nice meditation, you know, that everybody could carry a thought meditation prayer? Would
that
be nice?
Cool. That would be very cool.
Yeah, that would
be
cool.
That'd be perfect, and I'm going to add some little sugar to that ice cream in case. The color purple, and I'm not talking about the movie, the color purple is actually a wonderful vibration for those who are in meditation right now. Because of Pluto's powerful rays and because of the Pleiades energy that is coming in through the earth signs, purple would be a great color for those who want to dissolve any old patterns or issues that have been lingering for quite some time. Mars, as of tomorrow, Mars will retrograde into Leo, so this is going to give us, again, another source of physical energy to do what we need to do. It's not going to be a hard call at all for many of us.
Kenny, hi, it's Holly. I have a quick question. Astrologically, do you see any energy coming our way regarding the disclosure project? I'm hearing a lot about whistleblowers coming out saying that soon the U.S. government is going to announce about ET life forms. Do you see astrologically any influence on that?
Oh, the old Roswell, New Mexico, 1947. And, you know, it's amazing about astrology. These cycles do come back around. Unfortunately, this was one of those Uranus babies. And, you know, Uranus takes like 40, 50 years for it to actually come back to the surface. So, yes, in April, when Uranus gets out of the fish, Pisces, and go into Aries, the government will start giving us the goods and stop holding back so much of information that
we should be
knowing.
Yeah.
They're not going to be able to keep doing that because they got to come with the goods.
That's
it's time for that
now.
That's
good to hear. So you figure around April you're seeing some influencing coming around.
2010 will be a year that we'll never forget. And going back to the 2012, the Maya calendar and all that jazz, again, these eclipse patterns are actually bringing us into those points right now. But here's the good part about it, and this is something that me and Barbara talked about for a long time. The Galactic Federation is here. The Hierarchy Board is here. There are alien life. There are individuals here, advanced souls who have made the journey. They are here. They're not watermelon head, big overhead people. They're natural-looking individuals just like you and me. And if you ever run across any of them, they will carry some of the most wonderful conversations that you will ever experience. But they're here also for learning and
in the process. It's hard.
So, yeah,
to find
2010 will be a very transcending year for all of us.
On that note, Kenny, we're going to be taking a break.
Thank you so much,
Kenny, for calling in. We appreciate it, and always giving us lots of astrological insight. So we appreciate it.
I love you guys very much, and keep on doing what you're. Thank you, Third Eye Live.
Thank you, and we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Pompano Beach. As well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.VitalFoodStore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.VitalFoodStore.com. That's VitalFoodStore.com, the internet road to a healthy life.
I was raised to be a lady, but ladies don't start drinking every day at lunch. They don't sleep through appointments. Ladies don't forget to pick up their children. They don't slur inappropriate things at dinner parties. And ladies don't ruin their daughter's wedding. Alcoholics do that, and I'm an alcoholic. But alcohol wasn't content with just having me die of shame. It wanted to finish the job. At the thought of that, something inside me said, no. It was then that I went to Hanley Center.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatment to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
Hanley Center gave me back the real me, a lady, a sober, wiser lady.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lubbers toll-free, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lubbers today, 877-799-8773, 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
Back again, folks. So we had some interesting conversation there with Kenny about what's going on. So, folks, pay attention to that. December 31st with the double eclipse is
also
definitely
also on the 25th, right? A little meditation.
Right.
Come to say a positive thought, prayer, and really work with that.
So besides
opening
up Christmas gifts on the 25th, we should open up the energy to more positive changes in the world.
Exactly. And you know what? It's going to be magnified by the eclipses like a lot.
Yes, we're feeling it now.
So 2010 is bringing in a great year.
Yeah.
A crazy, intense year. Mm-hmm.
So what else do we have going on, folks? What else is happening in
what
the world?
What do you have for us now?
Well, why don't you tell us more about the lunar eclipse?
The
blue moon.
Well, you know what? We were
talking about the intensity.
Yeah. Like Kenny said, this is a big deal because, you know, the intensity behind it kind of leads us into where we're going for that 2012, the opening, the new door. This, if you want to call it a vortex energy, but it is to get ourselves up there and out there and make a difference.
And
the awakening, you know, Holly? Mm-hmm.
The awakening. It sounds like a movie. I'm sure it has been.
Oh,
it really?
Has. Yes, there's one out. 2012, The Awakening. Actually, I have it in my house right now.
There you go. No, well, and Barb, just so people, because people may not realize, but there really is a blue moon. So like
there
when
really
people
is.
Say, yeah, once in a blue moon, that once in a blue moon is actually happening.
Yeah,
so
well, is
you...
it blue? Is it actually blue? I looked at it last night. It's getting kind of crazy already.
There you go.
The thing is, it's a rarity. It's now you've got this throne with these eclipses, which is already a big deal. We have a Mercury retrograde. By the way, anything you started on this past summer, you want to start trying to connect it through to now. So if you didn't get to complete it through these past few months, you want
to
really start
now
working on
it
now. Now
it.
Is the time.
I just want to make an announcement.
Every
Mercury retrograde, I lose appliances.
What does that mean? What appliance are you planning to lose?
I have none.
You have none?
I have none. I'm finished.
So let the whole appliance thing go. And the way you want to use your retrogrades for the Mercury is it's a great time to meditate, prayer, anything, yoga, cleaning closets, things that you want to do to get your ducks lined up in a row, great for Mercury retrograde.
Right,
repeating patterns.
A lot of times people think the Mercury retrograde is, oh, my God, holy disaster coming, and they think of it on the negative side, but there is a positive side to the retrograde.
Just know how to use the energy.
Is
right.
it a time just to rethink the past to bring us into a different
It could
energy.
Be a
yeah.
contemplative time
yeah.
as well, yes.
And fix your appliances.
So are you going to get new appliances?
Yep.
There you go. See?
After Mercury retrograde.
People who were born in with a Mercury retrograde, they have a really powerful time when this
really?
Happens. They do well.
That's
and
why I forget people are born during those periods.
For, yeah, my husband, actually.
He was born during a Mercury
yeah,
retrograde?
Yeah.
How interesting is that?
Yeah, so it makes him powerful.
How do you know?
What do you mean?
How do you know? Well, so... Could you tell me if I was born during a Mercury retrograde?
Yeah, we have to look at your chart. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd love to find that
yeah,
out.
Yeah, so we'll find out.
Okay.
You probably were. Or either that, or I have to say this to Lori's husband, either that or she's breaking,
you're thinking
the,
backwards?
She's breaking the appliances on purpose to get new ones.
No more cooking.
I think you're probably doing it on purpose because you want new appliances. Every time she goes to Jeff and says, Jeff, I want a new stove, and he says no, she goes, okay, just wait.
That might be her secret, you guys. That might be it.
Yeah, but it's exposed now because she said it on the air.
There you go.
Yeah, now everybody knows.
My secret's out.
It's tied into that shaman mask.
Oh, that shaman mask, yeah, it does a lot.
I think that's hers.
I hate to bring up the shaman mask, but...
Little pals.
What else do we have going on?
Yeah, what do we have to look out for, Holly? What's the up and coming, and what do we need to look for? Because Holly is our researcher, quite good at what she does.
You've told us about the fluorite, which people should realize is not good for you. It makes your teeth glow radioactive,
oh
right?
Well, don't be shy.
Yeah, Holly, going back to, you know, with our name, the third eye, the third eye is associated with the pineal gland, and the big secret is the pineal gland has aqueous tissue. Tissue, which is water, and that can calcify. So right now we really need to focus on how we're eating and taking care of ourselves. And yeah, fluoride is a big deal that has been known to turn our body very acidic. It's very poisonous.
But people don't know that because everyone thinks it's great.
Well,
it's in the water and it makes the teeth fantastic.
If anybody has a commercial brand of toothpaste in their bathroom, all they need to do is just flip it over and they'll see a warning. And it's
what do we use? That old-fashioned baking soda? Is that good?
Anything in a health food store that actually will say no fluoride or fluoride-free.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's very simple. You'll look at the back of the toothpaste, and it'll say, warning, call poison control. Actually, I think it is, I think it's a 15-pound, 20-pound kid who ingests a tube of toothpaste could lose his life.
Wow, that's
it's
a crazy
dangerous.
Thought.
I have a question. So, would you say that using hydrogen peroxide is also good for your teeth and your gums?
Hydrogen peroxide you could actually mix with baking soda.
I feel like I'm on a dental show.
Yeah, I know. All of a sudden we turn dental.
But it's interesting. But people need to know that because,
teeth, yeah.
I mean, I, for the longest time, thought, no, it's great that we have fluoride. It makes your teeth bright and shiny.
Right.
And then I find out that the only reason why they're bright and shiny is because they're radioactive and, you know, I'm glowing in the dark.
If you want to hear something really, really scary, you know how they're putting the fluoride in our water system.
Right.
But actually, do you know where that started?
No, where?
That started in Nazi Germany. They used to put the fluoride in the concentration camps in the water to dumb down and to...
See, Holly is scary. Good. We ask her not to hold back. Good, Holly. You need to,
no,
people
but,
need to know that. Read
but,
or
but
not.
That's,
you watch out
people
for the
need
water.
To be aware of that. Again,
should they buy
I'm being water? Very honest. I thought that fluoride was good for you and that the reason it's in your water is to make your teeth healthy. And
prevent
that's,
cavity.
And
unfortunately,
prevent
that's what we've been told. It was sold to the FDA in, was it the 50s or 60s for 20,000.
Did they sell them a bridge also?
20,000 the percent of value because it's a waste. So they went to the FDA and then they started putting in the toothpaste in the water systems. It's really scary.
Well, what did they put in our water then?
The same fluoride.
Yeah, it was
so,
in there.
Is there any other rich government that I can go sell that to and make $20 million?
No, we don't want that. We don't want that.
I know, that's bad karma.
Well, you know
I'm sorry. I was just thinking
karma.
I could pay bills with that. But anyway,
you know
go on.
Holly does say to go. She talks about it a lot. Holly loves, I believe it is Ecuador.
Oh, that's where I want.
That's where I'm from.
Hello,
I'm from Ecuador.
A lot of Americans, right now are actually heading down to Ecuador because of you know what's happening in this country. You know, coming into the world.
My mom's there now.
Really?
For a
yeah.
while.
Well, I think that we might be doing a show
that's
from
a
there
whole other
very
story.
Soon.
That would be fun.
Oh, we could do that. I have plenty of aunts and uncles and cousins that
we'll
could
just stay over there with
us,
your
yes.
relatives.
If they're listening, I hope they're listening because I would send the messages letting them know that we're on here. So
well, you know,
they could listen to their computer.
Changing the subject up a little bit, mm-hmm. Holly's also a nutritionist. We mentioned that a couple of times. You know, we've asked her about recipes and things. And I wanted to say that this is the solstice, right? It's the
yeah.
winter solstice. You know how people make those Yuletide cakes?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Does she make
the
one?
The Yule log? No,
she makes
no,
mounds.
No. I was just going to say this is a really cool winter solstice thing to do to get in the holiday spirit.
And bake.
But yeah, but she, you know, she uses other, instead of white flour, what do you use, Holly?
Coconut flour or millet flour.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, you
oh,
just
cool.
you just change it up a little
What
bit.
Was that candy you told me about that you used to make?
Oh, it's very, very simple. When I make almond milk and you have the rest, you know, when you have the water and you grind it and you strain it and you have the leftover almond meal, you can put that in your food processor and you could put a little bit of coconut butter, you can put a little bit of cacao powder, chocolate powder, raw cacao powder, some agave, maybe even some dates depending on how sweet you want it, and you mix it up and you can make little candies out of it and it's all good for you. You're looking
and
at
your
nuts.
Friend,
and
your friend said it was yummy. I remember that.
Oh, it's delicious.
I would love to try that.
It's delicious.
It
sugar-free.
Delicious.
Yeah, and chocolate
tasty.
Is loaded with antioxidants, loaded
wow,
with magnesium.
I love
That's why
chocolate.
They call chocolate the food
too.
Of the gods.
And I must be a god.
And what does it release? Serotonin?
Yeah, definitely.
That must be the reason
very
why
cool.
everybody loves my chocolate chip bread
and
all and
they
that
do,
chocolate
they love
stuff.
That.
They do.
Oh, they
so.
Love
you make
everything
yummy
you
stuff
make.
Like that.
I am a god and I make the food of the god.
Actually, if we eat dark chocolate or take
no, we go there.
Actually, if we eat dark chocolate and take the milk and the sugar out, it is quite healthy.
Yeah, dark chocolate mm-hmm. is supposed to be good for you, but it's a little bitter.
No, you'll get used to it really quick.
Really?
Will make us feel happy, huh?
Definitely.
Well,
great.
Cool.
Definitely.
Well, so cool. So every week, then, are you going to provide us with some interesting recipes? And when are you going to make the candies
I will
and bring
try.
Them in?
I am bad in the kitchen. I don't measure. I mean, I have my own creative abilities in the kitchen, but it's hard. I could never do a recipe book or a cookbook because I don't measure.
But
well,
could you say by
okay.
the
I'm
handful
the
or two or
I can give
thumb,
ideas.
Thumbnail.
You know, like we want to stay away from wheat. Unfortunately, wheat is not what it is, what it used to be 100 years ago.
What is it now?
Yeah,
what
now it's genetically modified.
Really?
Yeah, it's genetically modified, and it's causing a lot of havoc. That's why you're seeing more and more people diagnosed with celiac disease.
Yeah.
Arthritis is out of control.
Diabetes.
It does. It turns the body acid, and it can cause havoc. So wheat is one of the things that I suggest to people to stay away from.
So what can people
substitute
that? Yeah,
what do we do
that?
In place then?
Well,
right.
you can go to your ancient grains. You can go to spelt. You can go to millet. You can go to quinoa.
What about,
coconut
I've
flour.
Heard about rice. Rice
is fine. When I do crave pasta, I have whole wheat pasta. I'm sorry, brown rice pasta.
Okay.
Yeah, that's you can. You'll find it in the health food store.
Okay.
Okay, so all this stuff is pretty easy to find in the health food store?
Yeah, really, you know, what has come down to us with the way we're supposed to eat, people, unfortunately, you know, we're so succumbed to eating pastas and a meat and a starch and a vegetable and such. We can kind of play around with that and make it healthy. But it does take some willpower, does take some control, but it's easily done. You can take any recipe and kind of mix it around and make it healthy.
Holly, remember you told me, especially during the flu season, that you know of some healthy ways to get rid of colds or flus very quickly,
yeah,
or even prevent them. Could you just run it by us real fast?
Well, definitely.
Well,
we want to.
Well, we're going to take a quick break.
We're going to hold that thought.
Quick break, and when we come back, you're going to tell us, because that's really good for right now.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
The Florida Addictions Institute provides training to become an addiction counselor, as well as providing continuing professional education. And they now offer interactive live online classes beginning January 2010. You can train to become an addiction counselor from your own home. For more information, call 239-573-0311. That's 239-573-0311. Or go online to www.fladdictionsinstitute.org. That's fladdictionsinstitute.org.
Have you been diagnosed with a serious disease? Tried alternatives to improve your health with no relief? Are you tired of the side effects of drugs? Looking for natural and safe remedies? At VitalFoodStore.com, you'll find an online screening system that will educate and guide you to the proper health and diet products you need to become and stay healthy. Organic vitamin supplements, plus safe and effective herbal remedies for hundreds of medical conditions. Whether you're a man or a woman, you'll find products that can improve your health. Go online to www.VitalFoodStore.com and click on Disease and Conditions. You can find holistic solutions to specific health needs simply by going to www.vitalfoodstore.com. That's vitalfoodstore.com, the internet road to a healthy life.
I was you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. I started out in junior high with beer and kicked into high gear in college. Booze, acid, speed, coke, you name it. When I'd hear an ad like this, I'd joke, "Sounds good to me." Yeah, I was you. When my wife left me, I laughed it off. When my friends wouldn't return my calls, that was cool. When work told me I was done there if I didn't get right, I went home and got loaded. One night, I decided there were two ways I could go with my life. I could end it, or I could change it. I thought long and hard about that one. I went to Hanley Center right after that.
At Hanley Center, we've been using age and gender-specific substance abuse treatment to help free people of their addictions for over 20 years. If you or someone you know needs help, go to HanleyHelp.com or call 1-866-4-HANLEY. Hanley Center, where help becomes hope.
I was you. Today, I'm glad I'm me.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. The program airs 7 days a week for a total of 10 hours. To find out more information on becoming an advertiser on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show and in our online magazine, call Dan Lovers toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Your ad will air to the masses on AM 1470 WNN, Blog Talk Radio, Twitter Podcast, Facebook, YouTube, and streaming online at HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Your spot will be placed in our online magazine with linkable ads. Advertising made simple with the multimedia advertising approach, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. Go online to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com to download our online media kit and be sure to look at the many reference letters online. Don't delay. Call Dan Lovers today, 877-799-8773. 877-799-8773. Now back to the show.
At the crossroads.
to read the sun.
And we're back, folks. And right before we went on the break, we wanted to talk real quick because Holly was going to mention about what you can do instead of getting the flu shot or the.
Yeah, unfortunately, what's being discussed about the flu shots. Just a word of advice to anybody, or just a suggestion. Prior to getting a flu vaccine or any vaccine for that matter, look at the package insert prior to having anything being injected to your body, because the package insert will give you a lot of information about clinical studies as well as what is in the vaccine. There's a lot of things in the vaccine that you might not want to put in your body. So
isn't it the age-old story of just like any other vaccine, you're being injected with the live virus?
Of course.
And some people come down with it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If your immune system isn't healthy to begin with at that moment and you're being injected with that virus, you've got a really good chance of actually coming down with the flu, and that does happen. People will go get flu shots, and then the following week they've come down with like a cold/flu thing. It's because their body, their immune system, just wasn't ready for that virus to come in there. So it can sometimes be a detrimental as opposed to healthy to get that done. So
or preventative.
Yeah. People need to be aware of that. It's like what they used to say about the polio shots and all of that.
Oh,
that,
definitely.
You know, that children would actually get sick from it as opposed to helping them. So
yeah, and actually you could take it a step farther to see the additives in the vaccine. Something that's been in the headlines for quite a while now is thimerosal.
What's that?
Thimerosal is a mercury.
Oh, really?
They use it for a preservative effect, but it's actually mercury. And if we all know, remember the old mercury thermometers we used to shake up? And you're like, don't break it because there's mercury in there.
Right.
It's toxic.
Yeah.
It's the second most toxic elements on the planet. And this is actually being injected in your body. And it's the name is thimerosal, which we want to stay away from.
That is very, very
like
interesting.
We
well, we have a caller online, too. We have Jamie from Parkland, and we're going to pick up on Jamie right now. Hi, Jamie. You're on the air.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi. How you guys doing?
We're good.
We're good.
Oh, who am I talking to?
You've got Third Eye Live here. You've got Lori, Rashid, Holly, and Barb.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Listen.
Yes.
I have a question.
Okay.
You guys give me the phone number so I can get directions to the mothership.
Okay, we can't hear about that one, Jamie. You don't need a phone number. They'll beam you up.
Find any open field and just stand there, and the mothership will hover over you.
Like, beam me up, Jamie.
Yeah, well, I'm probably one of them and don't know it.
Let's hope not.
Let's not go to the topic of reptiles.
Listen, all kidding aside, you know, big question for you guys. Do you really believe that they exist, period? Well, I think they exist, period, but on our planet.
Who's they?
The aliens.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
I have personally not seen one.
I thought you were going to say you've personally seen one.
No, I'm not. I have not.
Well, like, I believe that there are angels in disguise, like people that are angels but in human form to help people. Uh-huh. I also believe that there are so many galaxies that we can't even find on the telescope,
oh,
and that
definitely.
That could be other planets, like somewhat like Earth. I also think that there are other dimensions, like here we are, and there's like another, like when you cross over, it's another dimension. I believe, and even scientists have even talked about it too on Discovery, I think it was, that there's other dimensions, and there are other.
We're talking quantum physics here.
Right. It's hard to, like, I don't understand. I can, like, do it in the easy terms, another dimension, other things.
And that's okay, because a lot of our listeners are able to talk in easy terms, so you're doing fine.
Well, what we've been in is galactic nights for the past many thousands of years, and we have not actually been in contact. But if you go into ancient texts, even the Bible talks about it. Ancient texts will clearly state that we've had visitors from other planets. And even if you go back to paintings, you will see spaceships in the air.
How about there are paintings in caves?
Yeah,
and the NASA
line in Peru.
Can't even explain.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say.
They can't figure out how the pyramids were built.
Exactly.
Well, it's definitely an interesting topic, Jamie, and we're probably going to have to do it on, continue it on the next show next week, because we've got just a few minutes left, and we do want to.
Okay.
But we love that you called in, and check in with us next week, and we'll add that topic to the list.
That number is,
and you never know, someone could
Jamie,
be like in human form.
Jamie,
thanks,
that
guys.
Number is 1-800-555-7777.
All righty, I got it.
Oh,
you guys are great. You guys are wonderful.
We well, love
you
too,
so
Jamie.
Thank you so much for calling
in. We love you. I love you too.
Bye, Jamie.
And we're going to pass over to John, who's here visiting us again.
Okay, guys, and of course you've been listening to the Holistic Lifestyles radio show and, of course, the Third Eye Live, and we want to thank our listeners on Blog Talk Radio and Twitter Podcast and Facebook and all the blog spots and all of the rest of the people listening, of course, on the airwaves here on WNN 1470 AM. We want to take this time to thank, of course, our sponsors, Canatelli Builders, Florida Addiction Institute, the Hanley Center, and VitalFoods.com. VitalFoods.com will be in here on Wednesday with us talking about their whole website. And check it out. It's pretty impressive. They deal with all types of alternative food products on VitalFoods.com, so check it out. And most importantly, I want to thank, of course, our guest today, and Third Eye Live, Rashid from the Griffin's Loft. And, of course, if you're in the area of Davie, Florida, check out Griffin's Loft. They're on the corner of Griffin Road and University.
Yep.
And what's the address over there?
It's 4282 South University Drive in Davie, and the phone number is 954-625-6775.
That's a beautiful thing. And, of course, Saturdays from now on, 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock would be Rashid from the Griffin's Loft, and then, of course, Third Eye Live. And Holistic Lifestyles radio show can be contacted at 877-799-8773. You can also email us at info@holisticlifestylesradio.com. Check out our websites. Check out our blogs. Listen to Blog Talk Radio. Join us on Twitter. Join us on Facebook. And, of course, LinkedIn and all of the rest of the social networks that we're involved with. And we'll be updating you all the time. So we thank you for a great show, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll
thank
be
you.
Looking forward to having you back next week.
We'll see you guys next week.
Next week. It's a beautiful thing. The
next
day after
Saturday.
Christmas, baby, we're
going
to be out live on the air. And we'll be back next week.
Good night, folks.
For listening to the Holistic Health Magazine show on WNN 1470 AM and also our listeners on holistichealthmagazine.com. The last half hour has been brought to you by Sound Pillow. The Sound Pillow's stereo sound will surround your head with the perfect combination of your sounds, and the Sound Pillow will relax the mind and body. You can't feel the speakers. You can check out the pillow at soundpillow.com or call toll free at 877-846-6488. With Sound Pillow, sleep never sounded so good.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
I find a love who would care.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more